An African Story, formerly produced for radio, presented and read by Richard Nichols. Episode 98, Season 1, Peter Maritzburg, The City, The Truth, Part 1, Episode 12. The head sister on the ward reports to the doctor that Mrs. Lewis seems to be making a remarkable improvement in regard to her memory. I've had a request from her if she can make a call to Mr. Bob Winters, who is her first love of her life. She went on to say how she was kidnapped years ago and held in prison in Angola. On false charges relating to trading in animal products like ivory. Her sister Wendy was put in her place by her then brother-in-law. He was married to Wendy for a while. Fred, who was the mastermind behind this plan, worked for the poaching ring. He is currently in prison. Due to both girls being put up for adoption, they were split up and had no idea of each other's existence. The parents were killed in a motor accident. They stayed with their auntie until she passed away. Then the state took them. The man in the car was the guard in the prison in Angola and had now kidnapped her. Please do not speak about this to anyone, as I will need to investigate this, said the doctor. We have a pregnant woman who now may be the victim of a crime and will need the contact number of the gentleman, Mr. Winters, said Dr. James Camarlo. Come now, take your place at the dinner table and let's get stuck in, said his dad. The phone rings. Please answer it as you are closer to the landline. Peter grabs the phone. Hello, Winters Family Residence. How can I help? Who can I say is speaking? Dr. Camarlo, please hand the phone to your father. Dr. Camarlo on the line, said Peter. Bob Winters here. How can I help? I have a lady in hospital. She was involved in an accident here in Peter Maritzburg. She did sustain a head injury that resulted in loss of memory. This has led to us not being able to make contact with you sooner. She now has asked to make contact with you and has given the duty sister on the ward her very tragic story. Pleased to hear this news as she is with child, and I hope the baby is okay. As it is, the child of the man who I presume was driving the car, Dean Lewis, please, he is a criminal and should not be allowed to leave the hospital unless in the custody of the police, replies Bob Winters. I assure you, he is in no condition to leave. More than likely, he will die. He had been shot in the head and in the leg. This resulted in him losing control of the car. His head injury is of concern. Miss Lewis, as she is known now, common sense tells me the marriage was arranged by Dean. He forcibly made her marry him by gunpoint. Thank you, Doctor. I will keep in contact and inform the local police of what you have told me. Thanks again and goodbye, replies Bob. Peter looks up with big eyes. I take it Mom has been found, asks the young man. Yes, as you know, she was no longer married to me and was presumed to have died after the accident in the park. She was forced into marriage by Dean. He is in hospital together with Mom after Mom and Dean were in an accident caused by the gun going off, hit Dean in the hand and leg. I can presume that your mom got hold of the gun and tried to get it back. Please, as we are in an area where the poaching ring operates, do not under any circumstances say anything to anybody. I will make contact with Captain Zondi and Warrant Officer Kemp. Numb is the word here, please, said Bob. Next morning, Tarnhill Police Station, Peter Maritzburg. Need feedback on the couple found in the house. According to Constable Reddy, paramedics confirmed a man in his late 30s had sustained a shot to the head and was dead on arrival. The woman, she is critical and is now at Hilton Life Hospital in ICU for a gunshot to the abdomen. I need to contact Detective Peter Smith, just the person I've been looking for, Sergeant Pelle. I need the detective in this bloody case contacted and the Lewis lady as well as the woman at Hilton Life Hospital questioned as soon as possible. The two officers in the province of Mpumalanga, Captain Zondi and Warrant Officer Kemp. I need more information from them as well as or Brigadier Robertson, said Captain Bongani Nkosi. We'll contact Detective Lieutenant Peter Smith right away, sir, said Pelle. In reply, I need you, Leon, to go to KwaZulu-Natal and find out the status.
The plan is to go to KwaZulu-Natal, find Dean, and
as I am in trouble with Kane Robertson altogether.
This is unacceptable.
It needs to be our deadlock. It seems to have happened
in my
or
yeah,
we will need
acting like
to do
some
kidnapping
old lady or family member time.
The Winters kid, for starters, said Kenny.
So, Pelle, what did you find out? Anything? Asked Captain Bongani Nkosi.
You've been listening to an episode of African Story, read and written by Richard Nichols. Join me again for another exciting installment of African Story coming soon.